Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting third, the left fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting sixth, the DH, Al Woods. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joey McLaughlin. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth, the DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth, the catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roger Weaver. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Mosby reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Eorg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eorg moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg scores. Mosby moves to third. It's Blue Jays, 3, Tigers, 3. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Weaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Griffin trying to get to second. Cowens throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Griffin for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Eorg goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonnell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Summers steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonnell who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Summers scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jerry Garvin now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eorg bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Mosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's Blue Jays, 5, Tigers, 5. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Mosby steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mosby scores. Howell moves to second. It's 6-5, Blue Jays. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonnell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Garvin covering, for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Summers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Mosby strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Mike Barlow now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Witt and he is out, Eorg applying the tag. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Willis now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.